You know what time it is?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's another edition of Big Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells. Brought to you by Valdosta Health and Wellness, Winnersville Fitness Valdosta, Destiny Fitness, Vitafuse, and Southern Bodies Family Fitness Tipton. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Hello, and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells.
And I'm Jim Wells.
And it's great to be here on a Thursday night.
It is, and it's a little bit different. It's dark already outside.
It's dark already, and it's also a little bit different because it's just you and me.
That's right. We have no guests in the studio, although we may have someone calling in.
We hope to have them calling in.
But it's just me, you, and Mike in the studio tonight.
Me, you, and Mike in the studio. Mike, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Doing good. Glad to see you guys back in the studio after Wintersville and everything.
And we are Facebook Live if you'd like to join us. We are live on Facebook tonight, just me and Jim. And, yeah, we've been doing a little bit of traveling, Mike, doing some little remotes. We've been busy lately.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. But that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. And then Saturday, we're all excited because where are we going to be, Jim?
We've got an event in Sparks, Georgia.
Sparks, Georgia.
That's a suburb of Adel.
Adel, baby.
Adel has suburbs.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say, that little saying down here in the South.
Oh, yeah.
About Sparks and Adel.
I'll let you say it.
No, I'm not going to say it, but there is a little saying about Sparks and Adel. And,
you got to go through Sparks to get to somewhere.
Yes, right. That's correct. But, yeah, we're going to be at one of my favorite places.
Horse Creek Winery.
Horse Creek Winery. And they have some great wine there. I understand they have some great food. I have eaten there once before at a birthday party. It was great food and enjoyed it. And so I'm looking forward to...
Was that a liquid dinner?
No, it was a steak dinner. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Listeners, please disregard him. Maybe
well, I just know that they do have good wine.
They have good wine, but they have good steak, too.
I have eaten there also. That's the other location.
Right. But I've eaten at the one in Sparks.
There in Sparks. No,
right.
Okay. I've actually not even been to the location in Sparks
really?
Before.
Yeah.
Obviously driven by it 1,000 times. It's right there on I-75 to see it. But I never pulled over there and went in that particular location.
Well, it's very nice. Tracy Livingston's birthday party was there 1 year. And I don't know why you didn't go with me, but that's when I ate there. So, yeah, it was very nice. So, Saturday morning, we're going to be there. And in just a few minutes, Tina Harris is going to call and just give us an update.
Tell us all about that event.
Tell us all about that event. So we'll move on from that. But I'm a little bit sad because we're not going to be at another event.
Yes, me too. Me too. I hate that, there was the schedule overlapped and I'm not able to go to Lee Haney's event.
Up in Gwinnett County.
Right. The Lee Haney
games.
His bodybuilding competition. Always look forward to that. And it is just top-notch show. And there will be competitors from all over. And, yeah, I wish we could be in two places at once.
Can't do it. Plus, they're having, because of the COVID situation, it's a very unique setup this year. And they're going to clear out. They're having, two divisions at once, and then they're clearing people out, cleaning, and then bringing people in.
And then have competition for two other
That's correct.
Divisions.
So it's going to be a full day for them. I don't envy those people. They've got to clean up and do all that, but it's got to be done. So, and it was just going to be, they really didn't sell a lot of tickets. You had to be just a real close person to the person competing and to get a ticket. So,
because we're having the social distance.
Right.
Within the venue.
Within the venue, that's correct.
So, yeah, so basically, for example, they might have bikini and men's physique during one session. And you would watch that. You would have a ticket to watch that. And then after that, like you say, they would clear it out, clean it up, and then maybe you come in and watch two other divisions, maybe men and women's bodybuilding. And I'm not sure what the
right.
pairings are. I'm just saying, for example, but it's going to be two divisions at once.
At once, that's right. So, you know, normally you would pay for a ticket and you'd see the whole show. The
men's bodybuilding, the men's whole classic physique, men's
right.
bikini figure,
right.
all
of
it.
Yeah. And then you would, you know, go on to with the show. But now the way, because of the social distancing, so, you know, for that reason, and we had already had this commitment to help with this ADL Veterans Celebration at Horse Creek.
Which is also going to be a fun event and for a good cause.
Right, Mission 22, which I learned all about that. You know, now that I see those signs, every time I see one, I get so excited because
think of our veterans.
I think of our veterans and I realize what that means, which before I didn't know what that meant. So,
yeah. And you know, obviously, we're coming right off of Veterans Day this week. So,
right.
You know, while we're on that, just anyone who's listening, if you serve, thank you for your service.
Look over there and see who's texted into us. You know, I can't see that far,
with
my glasses.
Yeah, I got to get a lot closer than I am.
I don't know who isn't, say hey to them. If you're watching us on Facebook, thank you for joining us.
And Andy Roberts.
For a tap. Hey, Troy, how you doing?
Josh Jordan.
All right, thank y'all for checking in with us there on Facebook. Stay with us as we continue on with our show. We've got, I think Mickey Jacobs from Southern Bodies is going to call in too in just a little bit. But just in a few minutes, I think we're going to have Tina Harris, like I said, call in. And Mike, you know, this is our last show for November.
I know.
Listeners, this is our last show for November. Of course, the holiday season, November, December, you know, we don't do a full month because of the holidays. And so in December, we'll only have December the 3rd and December the 10th. And we always have Santa join us, Mike, every year. So Santa Claus will be joining us, I guess, on the 10th. Of December. So if you want to call in and give him your Christmas list.
I got my list ready.
You got your list?
Yeah.
He's got his list ready.
It's continually growing, you know, constantly adding to it. But you know, I got a real good start on it.
I got mine too. I just haven't given it to you. The biggest one starts with a big L.
Good. I can afford some licorice. Yeah, you can have some licorice for Christmas. Yeah.
It's a L-E.
You want the $1 pack or the $2 pack?
I don't want either one of that. I want the one that starts with the L-E.
Is the next letter X?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want a new...
It ends in a U.S.
Yes, and I want a new Lexus. But what do you think about that, Santa Claus?
Are you sure you don't want some licorice?
I know. I don't want any licorice. But anyway, well, you know, it is fun to be here with you, Jim. I appreciate you coming and being my co-host. And I know I had to twist your arm.
I have no choice. You threatened me.
I threatened you not with bodily harm or anything, but...
She quit cooking. I would have no more meals.
That's not true. You put him up there for yourself. He's lying, Mike. He's lying. So. Well, you know, we've had a great year despite of COVID. In spite of COVID, you know, we weren't on the air for a little while, but we did some things on Facebook. We're continuing to do that. You know, we did some things from home. I mean, it was just a funny year. It was a bad year for a lot of things. A lot of things bad happened, but there was a lot of good that did come out of 2020. And we're going to talk about some of those trends in fitness that made it and some of them that didn't. You know, what was hot, what was not, kind of thing. And,
you know, this time of year, you know, a lot of media outlets would look back on the year 2020. They'd do this in late December.
Right.
You know, and looking back at 2020, what happened in this area, what happened in this area, this list, that list. But
right.
Hey, you heard it here first. We're doing ours in middle of November.
That's
so,
right. Middle of November because...
You heard it first on Fit Talk.
That's
we're
right.
We're going to jump on everybody.
We're
doing our top trends in fitness, wellness, and health for 2020.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, you know, people, Thanksgiving are coming. And you know how it is with us. We've been in the fitness industry for long enough. Come Thanksgiving, we eat.
Yes.
Our fitness routine sometimes wanes, you know, and then holidays, we go to Ohio, all this food. So it's usually, you know, kind of hard to stay in the groove from Thanksgiving to Christmas.
It is, you know, not that it cannot be done. It can, you know, but, I mean, for me, it's a choice. I mean, I choose to bend these rules a little bit, you know, when it comes to diet, especially. Now, you know, I can still kind of keep up with the exercise and hit the gym, but I'm planning on blowing it. I admit I'm going to blow it some. You know,
right.
I don't have to totally blow it. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But I admit, you know, I'm planning on blowing it, but to a certain degree, you know, there'll be a limit, you know, and that's okay. You know, even when you're in competition mode, you get a cheat meal once in a while, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or a cheat window.
Or a rebate.
Some do a cheat day. Some do a cheat window of 4 hours. During that 4 hours, you can eat what you know, so, you know, you can cheat a little bit at the holidays especially.
That's right. And so we're going to, well, let's see who our caller is tonight, who we've got on the line here.
Hey, Maria. It's Tina.
Hey, Tina. How are you? How are you and Richard doing tonight?
We're good. How about y'all?
We are doing
good,
great.
Tina.
We are great. We're just here in the studio. You can join us Facebook Live if you'd like to. Thank you for calling in. We were talking a little bit about the event on Saturday, but we obviously waited for you to give us the rundown and tell us, because I know there's a lot more things that you have picked up for a raffle. And just give us the rundown about everything for Saturday in the timeline, Tina.
All right. Well, we're starting at the same time, 9 a.m. We're kicking off with the national anthem being sung by a local musician. Her name is Demi Downing. She's a local musician here in Adel, and a lot of people around here know her. She's fantastic. Our powerlifting competition has absolutely exploded. There is powerlifters coming from all counties around us. They're coming from Fitzgerald, Piston, Moultrie, here in Adel. It's just, we're looking at so many supporters of veterans and law enforcement coming out just for the cause alone. And we've gotten such support from the surrounding community. It's absolutely amazing. I'm so excited to see all these powerlifters there that day and just see what they can do with their muscle and how much money that we can raise with just having them there. It's absolutely fantastic.
Well, I kind of guessed that because I heard everybody that I called or talked to about this powerlifting meet, you know, working on your judges and stuff, everybody says, I'm lifting. I'm going to be in that company. And, you know, I was like, what? Are you kidding me? And everybody is coming out just to support this cause. And Tina, I told you, you know, when I sent you that text, you know, my hat's off to you, girl. You have really done a fantastic job organizing this, putting it together, and doing this. I am very, very proud of you and what you've accomplished here. I think you have started something and a trend that will live on year after year after year. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. And, you know, I have to give a lot of it regarding the powerlifting stuff. I have to give a great big, huge debt of gratitude to Mickey up at Southern Bodies. He's been a great resource for us, and he's connected us with so many people that are just willing to help aside from lifting, and they're all excited, and it's really warmed my heart because this cause means so much to us, and just having the show out of people saying, you know, oh, I don't care if I win nothing, it's all for a great cause. That alone means the world to me.
Well, I think it's going to be a great day. I'm really excited, and there's also a powerlifter coming from Thomasville, and when I called Hal Jackson, who owns Factor Extended over there. He was my boss for 7-8 years. And I said, yeah, I was looking for a judge. I said, you know, Hal, you know anybody that judges powerlifting? He said, yeah. I said, I got a guy here that said he's a national lifter and you know, he judges and stuff. And so I gave Mickey the name, and Mickey said, well, he's lifting. And so he said, so he can't. And I'm like, what? And so I called, you know, Hal back. I said, well, Hal, he's lifting. He said, no, he's not lifting in this competition. He said, because, you know, he's a national powerlifter. He doesn't do just little meets. I said, no, he's doing this competition. I said, Mickey said his name's on the list. And a few minutes later, Hal called me back, and he said, you're right, Maria. He's doing this competition. So, I mean, it makes no difference if you are a national-level powerlifter, or and Mickey told me there's a lot of first-timers going to be lifting. this competition has brought people out. You are right. This cause, they're doing it for the cause, Tina, and they're coming out for this event. So I think, like I said again, my hat's off to you for, because you burst this event and put it together. And yes, you, Mickey has definitely come in and helped you here, and as well as other people that have donated raffle prizes, prizes for the raffle and everything. But you really birthed this project, and I think it'll be your baby for many years to come.
And Mickey Jacobs, if you're listening, thank you for helping out with this worthwhile cause, this worthwhile event.
Well, I think Mickey's going to call us in a little while, so we can thank him on the air. So, yes. So I'm excited, too, Tina. I really am excited. We'll be there. And, of course, you've got a Guinness Book of World Record holder, we hope.
Hopefully, yeah. We've been forging right ahead with James, the push-up man, and he is excited, and he's going to actually be one of the very first events to kick off that day as soon as we're done with our opening ceremony. We decided to have him go ahead so he won't be a nervous wreck the whole day.
Right, certainly.
He'll be at his peak. So, and everybody who comes out that's going to be there either for the PTSD class, or for the law enforcement, or the powerlifters, or our vendors, whoever it is, everybody will be there to cheer him on. And that also, to me, warms my heart because he's a local 8L citizen, and he's a young man. He's 20 years old, and he puts his heart into everything that he does.
We could tell that.
He's just a ray of sunshine, and he gives people so much hope. And, you know, just to have the opportunity to do this with him, it has really meant a lot to Richard and I.
Well, he just seemed like a nice young gentleman. We met him the other day, and we are just excited for him, too. So we'll be Facebook Live with that on Saturday for y'all.
Awesome.
We even went out and going to be giving away, we're going to have about 65 or 75 stadium cups that we're going to be giving away, Fit Talk stadium cups. So we'll be giving those out Saturday to some people. Well, tell us about the raffle now. I've been seeing a lot of that on your Facebook post that you're having some raffle for some great prizes. So who all donated prizes?
This 100% of the proceeds that we are collecting for every raffle ticket that goes into the bin is going straight to Mission 22. Our raffle prizes have been astounding. We have everything from these fantastic, soft, amazing long sleeve, short sleeve t-shirts from some companies that I'm connected with throughout the country, from all the way up to some beautiful glass lamps that Farmers Furniture donated. And our top prize is a Bayou Classic deep fryer. And that was donated to us by Adel Trading Company. So that's our grand prize. We also have, I'm not announcing it yet because it's very special to me and Richard, a gentleman that I've connected with. He lives up in Thomasville. We follow each other on Instagram, and he actually contacted me and said, I want to make this special raffle prize for y'all. And it's a handmade item, and it is absolutely stunning. And like I said, I'm not announcing it because it's just absolutely beautiful, but it is a handmade, 100% made in America, made by a gentleman here in the USA, handcrafted piece of art. And to me, it's priceless. And to Richard, it's priceless. And we're so humbled that he was, you know, in awe of everything that we were doing for this whole fundraiser that he reached out to us and said, I want to do something too. So that's another great raffle prize.
We've that sounds
got
awesome.
Cards. It is. It so is. And we've got gift cards. We've got everything that you can imagine that, you know, people would graciously donate. And it's just, I'm so grateful to everyone that has donated the raffle prize to us this year because, again, every penny is going straight to Mission 22.
Okay. I want to apologize to our Facebook live people. Tina is telling us all about the raffle prizes that she has. I know y'all can't hear her talking, but they have got some great raffle prizes that have been donated for this event. So people need to come out and just buy those raffle tickets if nothing else.
And that's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
At Horse Creek Winery. In Sparks, Georgia. And there's a powerlifting meet and some other events going on to benefit
Mission 22.
Mission 22. Mm-hmm. And there's a young man who's going to attempt to break the Guinness World Book of World Records for most push-ups in 30 seconds.
Yes. And
they have some other events as well.
Dane Duffin, Jack Flash. Yeah. There you go.
James was in the studio with us here recently.
He was recently in the studio with us. So, you know, Tina, they just can't hear you on FaceTalk, on Facebook Live. So that's why I'm reiterating this again.
I see that on Facebook Live, our friend Gabe Reese has joined us, and Robin Johnson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us today, Robin and Gabe. Gabe, we need to do a project, man. We need to get together. that's my stomping ground, Gabe. We go back a long way, Gabe Reese and his family, great family from Tifton, Robin Johnson, great family too. Her and Fred, known them for a long, long time. So, y'all come out and help support Mission 22. Anything else? Do you know what time the powerlifting meet is supposed to start? I did have a couple of people that messaged me about that.
Well, we don't have a definitive time yet. Like I said, we're going to be starting right after the opening ceremony with James. And because the PTSD class with Tim Bausch has grown so large, we do have some law enforcement officers that also want to lift. So we're looking to start probably 10:30 or later. A few of the lifters that are coming aren't competing. They're going to do something real special right before the actual competition starts. And I don't want to give that away either because we're going to announce that morning. But they're going to do something real special for our armed services and just to, not just to show out, but to kind of pump up, you know, all of our lifters and get everybody pumped up. So we're looking at probably 10:30 to 11 o'clock that the powerlifting competition will start. And going back to the raffle real quick, I just want to make one quick announcement that you do need to be present in order to claim your raffle prize if you are a raffle winner. And that will kick off. We're going to start doing the raffle at about 3 p.m.
All right, so for Facebook Live, 10:30-ish, powerlifting competition begins. There will be a raffle also later in the afternoon. Must be present to win. And opening ceremonies, what time?
9 a.m.
And then shortly after that will be James with attempting to break the world's record for the push-ups.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, Jim, we might better drive separate because I'm going to hit you up for some raffle tickets, and I got to be there at 3 o'clock because I'm going to win something.
Okay. Well, good luck.
You know, I can't drink wine, so I got those. I got to do the raffle tickets. I got to, you know.
Okay.
I got to win something.
Okay.
So, all right, Kenneth, you make sure I win something, okay?
I'll do my best.
Well, listen, Tina, you done a great job.
We can't rig it. Don't rig it. Just wish her luck.
Just wish her luck, yeah. I'm just teasing. Well, Jim and I are looking forward to it. Tina, we will be there. We hope we're praying for good weather. It's been good weather all week, so we hope that we have good weather. And we've talked to Mickey Jacobs here in a little bit. I think he's going to call in. So he's done a tremendous amount of work for you. I know you appreciate that. And we'll be sure and give him a pat on the back for helping and making all this possible. So, well, thank you and Richard again for calling in tonight. And thank you again, Tina, for doing this and putting this great project together.
Well, thank you all for helping us promote it. And we're so grateful that y'all are going to be there on Saturday.
Well, we're looking forward to it. All righty. Well, thank you again, Tina.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think, we had to make a decision about the stay here or go to Atlanta. You know, we couldn't do both and do them justice, fit talk. Right. And I think we made a good decision to stay home and to support this local event.
Well, I can't argue with that.
I think it's going to be a great, thing, and I'm so excited that you're going to stay with me until 3 o'clock so I can make sure I'll win my prize.
Listen, I'm going to miss my football games, but, yeah, I'm going to hang around. I'll be at the event in Sparks. Yes, I will.
He might be inside drinking wine. No, he won't. He don't even like wine.
That's important enough to miss a football game for.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate my co-host hanging in there with me.
Yeah, I think the Bulldogs got canceled for now anyway because of COVID, right? The Buckeyes got canceled.
Yeah.
I remember it was one of my favorite teams. I couldn't remember. Not the Bulldogs, the Buckeyes.
The Buckeyes.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about the Bulldogs. Yeah, the Buckeyes for sure.
I pulled for both those teams. So I got to make
the Buckeyes are canceled?
Yeah, they're supposed to play Maryland, I think, and it's canceled because of COVID.
Well, on that note, let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio, and stay with us, Facebook Live.
Hello, everyone. Brad here with Destiny Fitness. Did you know that your health is your most valuable possession you own? At Destiny Fitness, we prioritize your needs and goals by offering you 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to all of our clubs, along with 12 convenient locations throughout Middle and South Georgia for only $19.95 a month with no extended contracts. We also have a completely separate ladies-only area for women who prefer a private workout setting. So stop by at Destiny Fitness today, or visit us online at destinyfitness.com. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Destiny Fitness, your destination for a happier new you.
My name is Sean Eikenberry. My wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Mormon Drive in Godoffice. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with a top of the line Life Fitness weight and cardio equipment. And we have 5 training beds and also a daycare. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, FitMix, Spins, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Godoffice over 8 years ago. You can view our website at wintersvillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-1492. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness, where you can build a better view.
Southern Bodies is the largest family-owned and operated fitness center in the area, with a 14,000-square-foot main gym and a 3,600-square-foot connected CrossFit gym. Their gym is fully stocked with cardio equipment and a large free weight area with all the weight you can need. Southern Bodies has one of the very few area yoga classes in the area, as well as HIIT, bar, step, dance, boot camps, butts and guts, and more, all taught by top-notch certified instructors. Southern Bodies is only days away from opening their kitchen, which will deliver the tastiest, healthiest, customized meal prep services around. Their meals will not only fit your healthy lifestyle, but will be meals you will truly want to eat and enjoy day after day while not breaking the bank. One of the moves they've made that they are most proud of is teaming up with Tin Roof CrossFit, who shares the property with them. And as a member of Tin Roof CrossFit, you are also awarded a full membership to Southern Bodies Gym. Southern Bodies is committed to not just being a gym in the community, but a gym that is part of the community. And they have enjoyed working with groups such as Call to Care, Waiting for Lungs, and their most proud partnership, Life Unlimited. Southern Bodies Family Fitness at 604 West 2nd Street in Tipton. Call 229-386-1202. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Demons Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you. Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
This is 105.9 WBGA Fit Talk Radio. Welcome back to Fit Talk Radio, and I'm here, Maria Wells, with my husband, Jim.
And thank you. I was going to welcome us back, but I was having some technical difficulties, so thank you for doing that. We made a last-second change. I was pointing to her, she was pointing to me. But that's what we usually do, point at each other. I have a little problem with the headset, but I'm good now. So, yes, welcome back to Fit Talk WBGA, Valdosta, Georgia. And we said earlier that one of the topics tonight, we were going to talk about trends in health and fitness and wellness during the year 2020. So, and actually, you know, Maria and I researched this separately, but it's funny that we both came up
with
a list of 20.
You're right.
A list of 20. So when I said, oh, yeah, that's what I got. I got, you know, 20 trends. But I got 20 trends. So at first we thought, well, we've got the same list, and we were kind of comparing, and there is some overlap on the two lists, but they are not actually I don't think they are the same exact list. So we might end up with more than 20 here if we do this right. We'll get a couple of freebies out of our list of 20.
Well, you know, at the beginning of the year, they list what they think is going to be hot and what's not, you know, what's going to be good for 2020 or for any year. And, you know, sometimes they're right on it, and then sometimes they're not. And so, yeah, there's some things that, of course, with COVID and everything that have happened this year, a lot of things had to change. But, you know, there were some really strong fitness trends out there that I think are going to be with us for a long time.
And I'll give credit where credit is due. My list is from the ACSM, which is American College of Sports Medicine, and they did a worldwide survey, not just the United States, but worldwide. And number one on this list is wearable technology that you wear. So I'm thinking like Fitbit, for example.
Fitbit, sure. Mm-hmm.
All right, and I don't have one. I've never used one. What do you know about them?
Well, you know, Christian gave me one several years ago for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't use it that much.
Okay. Well, first of all, what did you get out of it? What did it tell you? What did it share with you?
Well, you know, it told me all kind of different things, how many steps I was getting. It was not one of the most expensive ones. Now they'll tell you everything. You know, they'll tell you, you know, what your heart rate is and da-da-da-da, you know. But so mine was kind of a simple one, but it would tell me how many steps that I'd had during that day, how many calories I had burned, if I had met my fitness goal for that day, caloric burning for that day, if I had burned enough calories that day,
mm-hmm.
You have to set it for a certain amount of, you know, you want to burn so many calories that day.
Okay.
I didn't use it as good as I could have because I wasn't as technology savvy as I am now.
Oh.
So if, you know, that, of course, that one's obsolete now, that little Fitbit is, you know, I would like to have an Apple Watch that did all that.
Okay.
Now.
So the reason you didn't use it very much was?
I wasn't as tech savvy
as
I am now, yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Not that I'm that tech savvy now, but, you know, I had to ask Mike how to use Zoom here at 7 o'clock for our meeting, so that can't be very tech savvy.
We do have a Zoom meeting after this.
Oh, you're
going to be able to connect us to Zoom?
No, I got the app on my phone.
Okay.
That's not wearable technology, but, you know, your phone, people use their phone for everything now. We don't wear that, but we carry it around. They use it for fitness, for Zoom, for meetings, mm-hmm. for everything, you know, so.
I told Mike earlier before we were on air.
My fitness pal was on there.
I told Mike before we were on the air, I said, I had a Chevy Camaro when I was in high school. That's the last time I Zoomed. I haven't Zoomed since.
That is really telling your age, Jim.
I'm glad you are.
I didn't say what year it was. I didn't say what year that Camaro was.
But anyway, I'm glad you're going to be able to connect us to Zoom.
Well,
I got
the app on my phone, so we'll see.
I'm just glad you know what an app is. I thought it was that food that comes before the main course.
Okay, the appetizer. Oh, my goodness.
Number two on the list.
Yeah, the number two on the list, Jim.
All right, on my list I have HIIT, high intensity interval training. Now, that one I am familiar with, and I know you are too.
HIIT training and also high intensity and low intensity interval training. You know, you can do both of those. I think HIIT's here to stay. I think it's a trend. I don't think it's just a trend. I think it's just going to be part of fitness. People are going to be doing that for years to come because it works, first of all. It really works. It's great for weight loss. It's great for strength. And I do HIIT training at least twice a week.
Okay, and for those who are not familiar with HIIT, describe that to them.
High-intensity interval training, you know, you do a power set or a bodybuilding set or a where you lift, you strength train, and then for one set, then the next set you do a cardio set, which means you are getting the heart rate up and then bringing the heart rate down, and then getting the heart rate up and then bringing the heart rate down. So it's interval training, bringing the heart rate up and down. And they can see me on Facebook because I'm doing up and down.
With your hand.
With my hand, yes.
Okay.
Up the mountain
so,
and down.
So with HIIT, then, isn't it a certain period of time where you go hard and fast?
No. Okay. That's Tabata.
Tabata.
That's something
else. It's Tabata.
Yeah, it's Tabata. Yeah, it's Tabata.
Tabata.
Tabata okay. is the timed interval section. I mean, okay. you could time your HIIT workout.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. We do it by sets.
I actually sometimes do. If I'm, depending on what I'm doing, I guess, depending on the exercises and such. But anyway, number three, group training.
I think group training is here to stay. We've been doing group fitness for many, many years. I called Leah Van over in Albany, who's, you know, as old as I am and teaching group fitness for 40 years like me. If I called Gail Bernard over in Tipton, if I called Melissa Eikenberry over here from Wintersville, you know, group fitness has been here forever. Women particularly like it because that camaraderie, it gets you there, having other people energize you. So I think group fitness is going to be here always
and
in some form or fashion.
Economically, financially, it's a win-win.
Yes.
Because if you're the client, you might pay $50 for 30 minutes of personal training, but you might get in group fitness for half of that, say $25 for a half hour. But as the trainer, you're not making $50. You might be making $100 an hour because you've got four people in that group.
Okay.
So it's a win-win.
Yes. But now we're talking about two different things. I'm considering group fitness as aerobics.
Like classes.
Right.
Classes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. But I guess you could do group training.
Group personal training.
Right, group personal training, which I've been doing for years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I was probably one of the first ones in this area started doing that. Yes.
And four, training with free weights. Wow, they're preaching to the choir right now, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. And someone was asking me recently about, you know, they wanted to start losing some weight and talk about doing some cardio, and I said, well, should I do cardio or should I do some free weights? And I said, yes, both, but you know, certainly don't just do cardio without the free weights. Cardio, you're going to burn some calories while you're doing the cardio.
Right.
With free weights, get in there and pump that iron, you're going to be burning calories hours after your workout's done.
That's correct.
Because it speeds up your metabolism.
That's correct.
So, combination. It's not either or. Do both.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, personal training. Well, there's something you know a lot about.
I think personal training is going to be here. I think that, and we're going to talk about virtual training here in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, for me, you know, I like that one-on-one training with someone. I like it personally as a client and as a trainer to train people one-on-one. But like you said, it's a whole lot better for the trainer and I think for the client sometimes when there's more than one person, when you can do group training now, and if there's two to four people in a group and you can train them, I think it gives everybody a motivation. I think it gives them excitement.
And there could be a little bit of healthy competition going on there, too.
That's very good, yes, I think so. And, of course, it's great for the trainer because the trainer makes more money per hour and makes them more valuable and gives them, rather than the old way where we used to train people, you know, one person at a time. I think that's where some of these, and we're going to talk about this, fitness, and I don't know where they come in here, friends boutiques, fitness boutiques, we talked about that, that was a really friend like Heartrise, like Orange Theory, like these places. That's where they got the idea from.
And I asked you about that, and I said, I guess they're called boutique because smaller groups,
the overhead's lower, but they want to give you a bang for their buck. I even consider cross training, maybe, and I don't all you cross training people call me and send me messages. I'm just not a cross trainer, okay? I don't do that. CrossFit. See, I don't even know what it is. CrossFit. I don't do that. But you know, that's the same type of thing that we're talking about. And of course, CrossFit uses a little bit bigger facility, but it's kind of boutique-y and it's kind of trendy. It's trended into the fitness industry the last several years, and I mean, people are nuts about that.
Oh, it is.
They are crazy about that CrossFit.
It is certainly a popular. I don't want to call it a phase because, like some of these other things, I don't think it's just a phase.
Right.
I think it's here.
And, I think it's here
and
today.
That's a good thing. Yeah, and you're right. They're very passionate about what they do, those people that do that.
Well, some of these boutique fitness things like HeartRise, and I love Michael Boatwright over here. You know, HeartRise sponsored Fit Talk for a while, and so, I mean, I love Michael Boatwright, Orange Theory. I don't know much about them, but, you know, they've done a great thing. They've combined, I think, personal training with group fitness. Because they've got all those people in a small amount of space. They've got a trainer there training them, taking them through every exercise they do. But there might be 20 people in the class. So it's almost like a personal training session, and the price is cut. Like, you know, you pay $125 a month.
A month, wow.
And you can go to so many classes
they
have. Right, it's a great deal. It is a great deal. If you're not motivated to do it, but and you like group training, group fitness, but you want more of a personal training type setting where somebody is there watching you and helping you every step of the way if you make a mistake, then you're going to love these fitness boutiques.
Okay.
And I think that's one of the strongest trends out there right now, besides the one that we think is just really, really top.
Well, number six on this list. Now, this is one it didn't ring a bell with me at all, I'll admit. And I'm going to see if you know about this. EIM, exercise is medicine.
Okay, well, let's see who's on the call.
Before we get to that, we got a caller.
Okay, caller. All right, who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Mickey over Southern Bodies.
Well,
Mickey. Hey, Mickey, Southern Bodies, how are you?
Doing good. How y'all doing this evening?
Well, we're doing great. Are your ears burning? We've been talking about you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's at least y'all give somebody else a break.
That's right. We are. But no, Tina Harris was just singing your praises, telling us how great a job you have done in helping her with this bench press competition, and that it has just blown up, this bench press competition, that people are just coming from far and wide.
Oh, it is going to be awesome. I've got a few of our guys in here, a few of our heavy hitters in here tonight. I'm trying to help get their last tune-ups in and get them ready for Saturday, and they are so excited. We've got several of our guys that are coming, are first-time lifters, and that's what we really shoot for, a bunch of first-timers to make their first experience in great experience.
Hey, that is great, and I know you have helped Tina out so much with this and loaning them the equipment coming out.
Yes, and they are just doing, I mean, they are moving mountains to get this thing happening. I mean, she and Richard are just doing such an amazing job with this.
They really are, and I told her, I think this is going to be an event that everybody will remember, and that it's going to be an annual thing that she'll be doing year after year after year.
Oh, yes, man. This is, with what they're starting here, this is just something that's just the tip of the iceberg for what they've got going on, or what's going to go on with them.
I think you're right, Nikki. Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on at Southern Bodies. I know that you got the Southern Bodies kitchen going right now. I've heard so many people. I've had people message me asking me about the food, about the price list, everything. How's that going over there?
Oh, the foods are going great. I mean, it's growing by leaps and bounds every week. We've had a couple of other gyms and a couple of other areas have talked to us about setting up drop-off points at their gyms. Like I said, it's just blowing our mind how great it's been.
Well, I am so glad. Listen, I'm going to catch the Facebook people up. Facebook Live is on. We're talking with Nikki Jacobs from Southern Bodies over in Tipton. And, of course, he has opened a Southern Bodies kitchen and has a meal prep for you and great food, tastes great. Jim and I have enjoyed it several times, and I enjoy it. June is the proprietor of the kitchen, I guess you could say, and cooking up a storm and doing a great job. So we're just trying to catch up everybody because they can't hear you on the air here on Facebook. So I'm just telling them. And it's what, 6:50 6:50
a meal, and buy four, and we give you the fifth one.
Buy four, and you get five, get the fifth one free. So that's a pretty good deal.
Yes.
I think that's right.
I was just looking at a menu that looks like my favorite one so far.
I think I've tried about five different ones, and I haven't had a bad one yet.
I'll have to come see what you got in the cooler this week. So you didn't send me the menu.
Oh, I didn't. I am so sorry, but I will send it to you in just a minute.
Okay, you do that. You do. I'm going to have to call you and remind you on Tuesday morning to send me the menu. So, well, what do you think?
I will put it on the menu.
All right.
On the calendar.
And last weekend you had Adaptive Fitness at Southern Bodies, did you not?
We did. We had our adaptive workout last weekend, and it went really well. We had a couple of new members showed up and really had a great workout. Tina put them through a wonderful yoga workout. Then we finished up and let them play a little badminton, let them have a little fun. You know, it's always fun to watch them and see how hard they go out at everything. So
right.
We just it was great. This is we decided that this is going to be a monthly event, the first Monday, the first Saturday of each month at 1 o'clock. If anybody would like to come and enjoy our workouts with us, anybody be interested in helping, if you know anybody that is amputee or limb indifferent, we'd love to have as many come as we can get.
Well, let me explain to Facebook people. Adaptive Fitness is for amputees. If you know of an amputee that would like to join in the first Saturday of every month there at Southern Bodies, they do special things for amputees. Nikki, I'm going to tell you and all the listeners out there in Facebook Live, our top hit was on one of our interviews was Mr. Jerry.
Yes, ma'am.
That was one of our top interviews, got the most hits that we've ever got on one interview. Over 1,000 views on that one interview that we did on him. That was so cool. I haven't looked at it lately. Maybe more than it was over 1,000.
Yeah.
So that was so cool. But you know, we did that interview with him, and I don't know who shared it or whatever, but it was good, and everybody just really enjoyed listening to him. And their stories are just amazing. They're just amazing stories, and I appreciate you opening the gym for them and doing this for them. So if anybody's out there who can help Mickey or who would like to come in and do anything for the amputees the first Saturday of the month, just call Mickey Jacobs at Southern Bodies 386-1202 or come and join them in their workout. Is that what you said, Mickey?
Yes, ma'am. Everybody is welcome. As they call us, able body or the all those folks in amputees, anyone is welcome to come join us. It is a great time. There's a lot of sweating, but there's also a lot of laughter, a lot of encouragement. It's really a great time.
Well, congratulations to Monica Prestridge, that was her vision, and it's really taken off.
Oh, it has. She is. I mean, it's just amazing what she's been able to do.
So if you know of anybody who's an amputee and who would like to join in Southern Bodies Adaptive Fitness over at Southern Bodies with Life Unlimited, Monica Prestige is the founder of this group, just get in touch with Nikki. Well, anything else you'd like to tell us about Southern Bodies? Anything going on?
No, ma'am. I'll tell you what, we will take any of that. We're working on our December the 12th, for our 1 year anniversary spectacular. If anybody's got any ideas, my creativity lagged a little bit, but if anybody's got any ideas, we're going to make our We're going to make our first year, our first anniversary, a spectacular, a festival to behold. So.
Well, we'll have to have a sit-down conversation about that, Mickey. I'll come talk to you, and we'll see what we can cook up.
Awesome. Sounds good. I do appreciate it.
December the 12th, then. We'll be there. I've already got it on my calendar to be there with you for that day. So, thank you.
Awesome. That means the world to us.
Well, thank you, Mickey. Thank y'all for joining us tonight, okay?
Thanks for calling in, Mickey.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you, Jim. We'll see y'all later.
All right. Bye-bye.
And that was Mickey Jacobs of Southern Bodies in Tifton, Georgia. And Facebook Live. Thank you, Lois Garner, for joining us. She's clear up there in the Ohio
area. That's our kin folks there.
Right. Before we had the call, I mentioned this EIM. That's on our list of trends in health and fitness. EIM, exercise is medicine. Have you ever heard of that?
Something similar, yes.
Okay. And it's described as a global health initiative that focuses on encouraging primary care physicians and other health care providers to include physical activity assessment and associated treatment recommendations as part of every patient visit and referring their patients to exercise professionals. I like that idea.
I like that idea. That would have been great for me as a trainer. Sure. Those doctors would have sent people to me.
Yes. And, you know, they should.
They should. But a lot of times the medical industry doesn't want people to get well, I don't think. Somehow.
Well, but you know now, a lot of insurance companies will pay your gym membership and things like that.
That's correct. They will.
They know that preventive medicine is good stuff for them, too.
Absolutely.
As well as us.
Of course, for the seniors, there is the Silver Sneakers program. I think most gyms have it here in Valdosta and Tiffin, anywhere. But Silver Sneakers pays for senior citizens to go to the gym.
Right, right. That's another good program.
Yes.
Number 7 on our trends, body weight training.
Right, just doing things with your own body weight.
So no extra weights, a lot of times nothing.
Well, you know, after COVID hit and the gym shut down.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of this body weight training you can do with no equipment, like just squats.
Right.
Just squats.
Just so many squats a day. Yeah. Right.
And then
so many lunges.
And then other things. And other things, you might do some kind of pull-ups or dips or whatever, but you're not adding any weights. You're just doing
your body weight.
Yeah.
Right. Which, I mean, that's hard.
So
the average woman can't pull her body up, her own body weight, at one time for a chin-up.
Well, and for those who can, you know, lighter weights mean more repetition and more sets.
Right. That's correct.
Okay. On the list, number 8. Fitness programs for older adults. You just mentioned Silver Sneakers.
Silver Sneakers, there you go. And I think that's a trend that's going to be here. Medicaid pays, and it's great. I think it's a great program that's going to be here to stay.
And, that's a trend that will also continue because you think about how many baby boomers there are right now. And those people, as we get older, we have more time and more discretionary money to spend on health and fitness.
Right.
Okay. And number 9 on the list, health and wellness coaching.
A lot of that going on.
And we've been getting these phone calls.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
From our insurance, health insurance
company. Right. To be wellness coaches for us.
And just a short call, you know, I think once a month or so, you know, they'll call me and, you know, say, they start off the very first one saying, you know, what is your fitness goal or fitness goals? And then they check with you about once a month, and, you know, how are you progressing with that? You know, do you need any help? Anything we can do to encourage or recommend? You know, so I like that, too.
The insurance companies are tired of paying all those bills.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And a lot of times you get there'll be some kind of reward for you for participating.
Right.
You know, either your name goes into a drawing for some prize, or you'll get so many points added to, you know, goes toward your medicine or your health care or whatever, so you don't have to pay as much.
Right.
Okay. Moving on. Number 10. Employing certified fitness professionals. And we've had this conversation before in years past that in Georgia, I don't know how many other states, you don't have to legally be certified to be a personal trainer, for example.
No, you don't.
Yeah. You know, but a lot of employers, you know, a lot of health clubs will require it.
Right.
But the state of Georgia does not.
Right. Sad.
Yeah. So that's a trend that, you know, we're leaning more and more and more toward the certifications. 11, exercise for weight loss. We talked about this earlier. Not just cardio. Not just cardio, but also incorporate some weight training for weight loss. Yes, it's not all about the diet. Let's do both. Diet and
exercise. You need to do
diet and exercise.
You need to do both. You can't just do one without the other. You can't out-train a bad diet. We said that over and over this year and last year and year before last.
Number 12 on the list, functional fitness training. So this is a trend toward using strength training to improve balance, coordination, muscular strength, and endurance to improve activities of daily living, typically for older adults, but also in clinical populations. So you're doing things, you're training yourself in a way that's going to help you outside the gym.
Oh, yeah, just to bend down, squat, and pick something up.
Right.
How many times have you ever heard somebody say, I just bent over to pick something up and my back went out?
Yes.
You know, our friend Rachel Payne, who, you know, is a wonderful master trainer in Atlanta, you know, she is a tremendous functional training trainer and really believes in that functional training. So,
on the list, number 13, outdoor activities such as group walks, group rides.
Community-driven fitness is what it's called.
Organized hiking groups.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be a short event, a day-long event, or a planned week-long hiking excursion. Bike trails, I think those are becoming more popular.
Yes, they are.
So,
community-driven fitness, that's what they're talking about.
It's on your list?
It's on my list.
Worded differently.
Worded differently, that's
okay.
Correct.
All mm-hmm. right. Number 14 on my list, fitness trends for 2020, yoga, something I do on a never basis.
Yes, something that I do on a never basis. But now, it's
probably
very
nothing wrong. I've just never tried it.
Meditation and yoga is very high. People, I think it's a growing trend. I think it's here to stay. It's just not something that we enjoy.
You know, there's different forms. Power yoga,
right.
Yoga lattes,
hot yoga.
And yoga in hot environments, yeah.
Right.
And others. On-demand videos and books are plentiful, as are certifications in many yoga formats.
So I think it's here to stay. I think that's a trend that a lot of people, that meditation and yoga go hand in hand, and I have both of those on my list. So.
Number 15 on my list. Licensure for fitness professionals. We talked about certification
right.
earlier. Now here's licensing. There are some professions in the United States and around the world that are regulated by local, state, and national licensure. People cannot call themselves a medical doctor or a nurse, or in most states, a physical therapist or a dietitian without holding a license. I don't think you can even cut hair without a license.
You can't.
Right?
You shouldn't be able to train somebody without one.
This is a trend in the fitness industry to pursue regulation of fitness professionals, such as personal trainers, exercise physiologists. Licensure for fitness professionals first appeared as a fitness trend in 2018, and it still continues now in 2020 as one of the top trends. Number 16, lifestyle medicine. This is the evidence-based practice of helping individuals and families adopt and sustain healthy behaviors that affect health and quality of life. Examples of target patient behaviors include eliminating tobacco use, improving diet, increasing physical activity, and moderating alcohol consumption.
So, you know, I think the top trend for fitness for 2020 was, is, and it's going to be with us for a while, is digital and virtual training.
Yes. So many people have their fitness blogs and YouTube videos.
Social
media. Fitness
Peloton,
gone high-tech.
Peloton. You know, you can do your own workout virtually with another trainer on your little video there on your cell phone, on your bike. So I think virtual fitness and digital fitness is the trend that's going to be here and be here today.
I don't doubt that. I'm going to wrap this list up real quick. 18 worksite health promotion and workplace well-being programs. I think that's a good idea. It's a great idea.
Yes.
These big companies especially have that going on. Number 19 is outcome measurements, efforts to define, track, and report outcomes, leading to accountability of both the health club member and the trainer. You know, make sure you're getting something done. Make sure you're achieving your goals in a way that you can measure this.
There's programs out there for that now.
Maybe you're measuring your weight that you do, how many reps, and maybe it's body fat, maybe it's pounds, inches, whatever, but different ways to measure. And number 20, this is a great one, children and exercise. Start them young. Get them in those good habits early.
That's right. That's correct. Well, Facebook Live, thank y'all for joining us tonight, for joining us. This is our last show. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope that you have a blessed Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much. Moderation in everything. And check with us again. December the 3rd will be our next show, and then we'll have Santa Claus with us on December the 10th. So thanks for joining us live here on Facebook tonight. Mike, thank you for being with us.
Not a problem.
Our callers, thank you, Mickey Jacobs and Tina Harris, so much.
All right, so this is Maria and Jim on Fit Talk. Everyone, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
Bye-bye.